Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, Episode 7. Today, we're talking about what to do when we don't know how to love God, how to connect with Him. So I've got three tips for us today to find and to grow our connection with God. Our connection with God sometimes can feel like it's in crisis. It's always awkward when you don't know how to connect with someone. Even more so, is there a challenge with connecting with God? I mean, how can we connect with the awesome, pure creator of all that we see and cannot see? That's what we're going to talk about today. Now, I've just returned from a few days in Mexico where I was attending a conference on worship. Now, I speak no Spanish, and most of the people there spoke no English. In my home church culture, we hug one another as a greeting, but I noticed in Mexico a lot of cheek-to-cheek kissing going on. The women did this with one another and with the men. The men held out their hand to another man in a sort of a clasp-like manner, not a traditional handshake, but more of an upright hand. And they clasped hands, and then they hugged. So I did my best to imitate that. I must admit it was rather clumsy. As a woman leant forward to kiss my cheek, and I leant forward and kissed her ear once instead of her cheek. It was very embarrassing. Another time, as I tried to do this hand clasp thing and hug with another man, I trod on his foot. And I think it was quite painful for the poor chap. He didn't seem to take it too personally. Coordination never was my strong suit. Now, I was embarrassed about my mistakes and my clumsiness. However, no one shunned me. I wasn't avoided in case I trod on someone's foot. Everyone came up to me and embraced me eagerly, even though I had made many mistakes. And as time went on, I found myself relaxing, and I kissed people on the cheek and hugged and did my best with it, and I gradually got better. And I was reminded that God will never shun my attempts to communicate, no matter how hapless they may be. So how are we going to connect with God when we're finding this difficult? Well, I think we can do this by embracing the ways He has taught us to connect with Him and doing it consistently. Practice makes perfect in many things, and our relationship with God is no exception. So, here are three ways to connect. If practiced regularly, they will help you to develop a deeper connection with God over time. So, three tips. Number one, open your heart to God. Open your heart to God. As it says in Psalm 34, verse 18, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." He's close to the brokenhearted. Saves those crushed in spirit. He wants to be near us even when we're in that place. So I think this tells me I must give Him my deepest fears and my dearest hopes. The things that are really deep in my heart matter to God. So open your heart to Him no matter what is going on in your life. Tip number two, be sure to praise God. Psalm 145, verse 18. "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth." The Lord is near to all who call on Him. Now, the word call there is kara or kwara in Hebrew, meaning to praise the qualities of God, of Yahweh. So the Lord is near to all who praise Him. I think sometimes getting close to God and connecting with Him really requires us just to begin to praise Him, even if we don't feel like it. Our understanding and our connection with God will follow our actions rather than our feelings, and our feelings come along with the actions. So firstly, open your heart to God. Secondly, and then praise God. And thirdly, pray with others. If we're going to connect well with God, praying with other people makes a big difference. As it says in Psalm 34, verse 3, "Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together." I love that. glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Let's do it together. Pray with others. Sometimes we just need to find a friend to pray with and to glorify God together. And that can make all the difference for us to connect with him. So three simple, but I think profound ways to connect with God. Three tips. Firstly, open your heart to God. Secondly, praise God. And thirdly, pray with others. Connection with God is possible. He made us for this very purpose. It is true that we're limited in our understanding of how to do so, but we don't need to worry because God has left us with a huge book called the Bible with helpful examples, instructions, and principles. Here's my thought for us and my challenge to you. Put these three tips I've given us today, put them into practice this week. Opening your heart to God, praising God, and praying with others. Put them into practice this week, and I am confident that you will see your connection with God grow and grow. So, what helps you to connect with God? What have I missed out that might help other people? I really value your feedback and your thoughts on this topic because it's just so important. So, please leave a comment here on this blog so that we can all learn from one another. We learn best when we learn in community. So until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of quality, quiet times. God bless.